When laws are counterproductive and make people more vulnerable and create more victims, I'm going to side on the side of truth and honor and protection.
Yeah. That's the name of an article I wrote a
And
few
gun-free
years ago.
zone.
There's no such thing as a gun-free zone. There's
Yeah,
a
and Dr. Lott, I followed him, and he and I are friends. I've read a lot of his books. The More Guns, Less Crime. I think that was his first book, one of his first, anyway. And he documents it. He
Very
goes through
well.
all of this, and yeah, very, very well. But what I've said on this program before, it doesn't matter even if that's true. It is, but it doesn't matter because it's still against the law. So remember, Judge John Roll in my district court case said, statistical analysis doesn't equate to constitutionality. And so Dr. Lott is correct, and I like it, but it doesn't change the fact that it's a law, whether he's wrong or right. But
Agreed.
love Dr. John Lott. He was a professor who was very liberal and very Democrat, who just started studying the issue of gun control himself. And he ran into the truth, and he was converted to it, and he started writing books and speaking all over the country about it.
Right.
What a
Yeah.
tremendous conversion he had.
The sad part is it's self-evident. I mean, you know that if they're
Of
trying to
course.
disarm you, they plan to do harm. They don't want any possible way they can have retaliation. So they're going to try to take our weapons. We also know that anytime you have some sort of way to protect yourself, you're going to be far safer. And so those two things together obliterate anybody else's arguments. I saw the DOJ is going into LA now with a lawsuit because LA County will not permit people to get their concealed carry permits. And they hold them up
Oh, yeah.
indefinitely. And that's, state of Maryland did that for years. They got caught and they had lawsuits brought against them as well. They would say they were going to, they were a shall issue and not a must issue state. And
Well,
of course,
but this is the trouble with that. Giving that authority to anybody in the state to decide who can and cannot carry a gun with their permits. That's what I said all along, and that's why I was so ticked off when Sheriff Nick Finch was arrested for nullifying an arrest of a man in his county in northern Liberty County, northern Florida, back 10 years ago, when he was arrested for nullifying the arrest of this man. They don't have the right to issue a permit that creates a system that makes people committing a felony if they have a gun. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Next.
does anybody really get it? Read the Second Amendment. And if you can't understand English, we'll find people to translate for you. Shall not be infringed. Yeah. So anyway.